DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app wherever you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, depending on what type of phone platform you have. You look for WILK News Radio once you have the app downloaded, and that's it. That's all you have to do. You are there. It plays seamlessly with your vehicle's car play, so it's a good thing to have uninterrupted while you're driving. And podcast, anywhere you get your favorite podcast, search The Rob O'Donnell Show. I appreciate everyone supporting our special on Friday in the interest of justice. Those podcasts are up and loaded. If you want to check them out, you can find them in their entirety, or that's broken up into the different interviews that we did that day. So go to your favorite podcast platform if you missed it and check out that special in the interest of justice. 309, 24 degrees here on this Monday, December 15th, 2025. How's everybody doing? It's a rough time of year for a lot of people. And some of the stories we're going to talk about today kind of highlight that. Maybe not be the cause, maybe not be the direct impact, but definitely plays a factor in at least some of these stories we have here. And the first one right out of the gate is this Hollywood icon, and he is, regardless of what your personal opinions of him are, as far as his professional life, I really like a lot of the things that he did. I'm a big fan of some of the movies he produced. How could you not have grown up in our era and not been a fan of All in the Family? But politics aside, and whatever he does politically or whatever his stances are politically are just that. Again, I don't dislike him or want to see harm come on anyone just because we have differing views, and I don't have that level of hate. Now, again, I was not ever the target of some of the things that he said, and other people have been, and we'll get into that. Don't worry. But Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle, were found dead with multiple stab wounds. The way it was described to me by my contacts in the LAPD are knife-type wounds. That's how they're describing them officially, knife-type wounds. The daughter allegedly found her parents and immediately made some comments to law enforcement of who the suspect might be, and it was her brother, Nick Reiner. And again, if you don't know her, Rob Reiner and the parents and the mother, Michelle. The son, the brother of the daughter, Nick Reiner, has a long, troubled past with homelessness, drugs, alcohol. you know, you name it, there's a history there. And he has since been arrested, and a $4 million bail has been posted. There are discussions that there was some sort of argument. And again, this is an ongoing investigation, and Nick Reiner, the son, is innocent till proven guilty, but they obviously had enough evidence to go from a person of interest to arresting him and a $4 million bail being asked for. There has to be reasons why the daughter, Romy, immediately told police that the killer was another family member. So, you know, again, ongoing. But listen, this is just a tragic loss, and the type, I mean, take his profession, take their profession or who they are, take politics out of the equation. I mean, if you bring this murder to its core, it's one of the troubling, most violent types of things that could happen in a homicide scene. And I'm telling you this as a former homicide detective. I mean, to whatever to go wrong, to have a son attack their parents and murder them in such a vicious manner with a straight edge weapon, which is what we call a knives or box cutters or whatever happened to be used here, straight edge weapon. There's a lot of anger and a lot of effort that goes into that. And some of the tells in the business of investigations when it comes to homicide is the violent nature of some of the crimes that we investigate. Why was someone so angry? Why was someone so invested in the elimination of this person, of the target? And a lot of times it is because of prior relationships, family members, husband, wives. You know, it is a big tell in this business. Now, there has been a plethora of press conferences this weekend, and usually I plug out of media on the weekends to just kind of decompress and reset myself, but there was just so much going on from Friday to today to this morning to now that this was one of the rare weekends where I didn't. There were a lot of press conferences that I wanted to see, and I'm seeing a different dynamic in these press conferences, especially criminal press conferences where criminal investigation units need to be the primary source of that, and politicians are taking that over, and it's truly destroying. There was a press conference yesterday in LA for this crime, and I have friends of mine who served in the LA robbery homicide unit, one of the elite units of the LAPD, who were truly embarrassed by the press conference that they saw last night. There was really no information. It was a political charade with the press, and it was a deputy chief that handled it that obviously knew little about investigative processes and was being guided more on political guidelines rather than a criminal investigation. And we saw the same thing up in the Brown University investigations, and we're going to get into that as well. To where in the first update after this incident was active, after it was controlled and after, you know, the next morning, you had a press conference supposedly to update the community, the people of Providence, Rhode Island. And I heard from the mayor, I heard from the governor, and I heard from a senator. And after 15 minutes of them talking, absolutely no information was given. First of all, no, any of them should not be speaking at the start of any anything like that. If they want to give their concerns and
come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Condolences to the community at the end of that. Usually that's where that takes place, if at all. This should have been, and again, I'm talking about the Providence, Rhode Island case, the police chief, the head of the FBI, the district attorney, the lead investigators taking part in this case and this case only. Now, I totally agree with holding information. I totally agree with not giving specifics on anything that's not verified and solid. I 100% agree with that. But when you have politicians, I mean, the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island was more focused on taking a question from Telemundo in Spanish than he was about giving any answers to his community, which is very frightened right now because there's a killer on the loose. And again, we'll get into that later, but we'll get back to LA here. But again, it ties into these press conferences to where we had this LA press conference that basically gave zero information from the deputy chief. Now, today, we got more information from the actual chief, who was pretty good and was leading with the investigation here. And then we had the post from President Trump today. And I simply posted that because I don't want any naysayers to say, oh, you don't have nothing to say when this is here. Because when this first came out, I knew pretty early on who the victims were before it was confirmed by the press. It wasn't too hard to figure out from anyone who was looking. People of the same exact age, the only ones who resided in the house were the victims, and then they gave the names a short time later. And I said, regardless of how you feel about him on his social media presence, and that's what it is, no one deserves that type of death. No one deserves what was found by a family member, their daughter, and the rest of their family. And to be at the hands of allegedly their son just makes it that. And I understand there's underlying drug, substance abuse, addiction, homelessness, mental health. I mean, there's a whole plethora of things. So remove who they were professionally and politically out of the equation. Now, with President Trump, you can't do that. And I reposted what he posted because I'm not going to shy away from it. I'm not going to hide behind it. And it's on all my social media platforms. And all I said was be better. And I stand by that. It was, should have never been posted. He's doing a press conference right now from the White House. I would love to see him say in hindsight, you know, I reread what I posted and I apologize. I don't think we'll see that. I don't think we'll ever see that. But it was the wrong thing to post at the wrong time or any time. And I stand behind that. There's no way I'm supporting what he said. There's no way it was the right time. It's no way he has the presence. And you can attack me, and if you want to call me anti-Trump or Trump derangement syndrome, well, at least make up your mind if you're going to side with the other side. But also on that, if you're anti-Trump, don't jump on that as, oh, see, we told you, because you didn't, and you never will. You have your beliefs and stand behind them, and that's fine. But I'm going to call it how it is. And I'm going to say this was in poor taste and it should have never been posted. And like I said, and I stand behind it 100%, and again, you can argue with me all you want, but it's not going to get you anywhere because I'm stand by what I post and what I say. Be better. And that's exactly how I feel. Very adamant Trump supporters liked the post and reposted my post and said absolutely in agreement with me. If you can't see that and you're going to go with, well, he attacked him for 10 years. And I get it. I was never the target of Rob Reiner's rhetoric on social media. But you got to realize that's what this is. It's rhetoric on social media. Now, Rob Reiner himself has said that he needed mental health to deal with some of his things, and hopefully he got that. And you could look at things like, well, maybe if there was less focus on social media, and this goes for all of us. This goes for everyone. If you spent less time worrying about social media, worrying about politics, worrying about perception, and we focused more on our own families, we'd all be better. We would all be better. So yes, I am very disturbed that this happened. Again, as much as I disagree with pretty much anything he's ever posted on politics, Rob Reiner, I have no idea where his wife stands, so why would I have anything against her? But I was a fan of a lot of the things he created professionally. And one has nothing to do with the other, and never should. If you're going to boycott someone's movie simply because you don't like them, if you're going to not watch something that's very entertaining because you don't like that, that's your choice. You know, would I go support him at an event and pay tickets to go see that? No, but you know, if A Few Good Men comes on TV, I'm going to watch it usually. And some of the other things he's produced and done. You know, All in the Family is actually pretty funny to watch this day and age because all the other garbage on TV. And as far as what the president posted, again, I simply say be better. You can't make anyone else be better but yourself. So start there. Start with yourself. And again, I don't care who you are or how much I'm against your policies, things you do, platforms you take. I don't hate many people, if at all. And in a situation like this, I think we should all be concerned and all look at this as how could we better our families' lives, our situations? How could we be more in tune to the warning signs around us in our own inner circle rather than being preoccupied with work, with hanging out with friends, with wearing the fashions that are being shown on Snapchat or TikTok, or you know what people perceive of you weight-wise, beauty-wise, how tall you are, how short you are, how smart you are, what kind of job you have, how much you make. Who cares? Do what's best for you. And if you're spending the majority of your time trying to portray a picture of yourself that isn't real, and I'll tell you right now, in social media, that's everyone. What you see on social media from everyone is the greatest hits. It has nothing to do with their reality. So you have to know that. And we're losing kids by the droves because they look at this stuff on social media and they think that they're less than. And was that Nick Reiner? Who knows? But I know there's other kids out there. I know there's other people out there that are trying to live up to the Joneses, and that's not anything we should be doing. So again, condolences to the Reiner family that they're dealing with this. We're going to follow this case. As far as the post from the president, again, be better. It's as simple as that. It truly is as simple as that. And if we all strive to be better just a little bit in our control, I think we got a better place around us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no.
so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to Plansmore, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.